In John chapter 1, it says, in him, in the beginning, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. In him, when he came, he became flesh, and he dwelt among this world. But the world didn't recognize him. He came into his own people, but his own people didn't even see him or recognize him. So I started thinking about, this is the Christmas season, and all the pastors all over the world are trying to find a different way to spin a Christmas story that's the same thing. I mean, it's the same story day, year after year after year, correct? And people that are writing music and all the musicians all over the world are trying to create a different or have a different presentation than they have a year before and a year before and a year before that, you know, so you're not repeating the same thing. And I tell you, after last night, I started thinking, you know what? If barring surgeries and everything else that comes along against us, I plan to just write our own music next year. We'll just have our own Christmas special. How's that? And they can come to us and ask us, they can use ours. But listen, it's a story about Jesus coming. And as I started to think about what I could talk about, because we want to share just a little story, a Christmas story. You've already heard the Christmas story. And it's like, you know, the Titanic, you know, the boat sank. I mean, it's a story, you know. It's like World War II, you know, we won. Hello. You can have so many stories and spin it so many different ways. And you can just repeat yourself over and over and over again each year. But I'm going to share with you just a real quick experience of what I experienced this very year, this very season. So the other day, I work from home. Some of you know that. And so I had some extra time. So I thought I'll go down to Big Lots because Rowena wanted to have some special white lights to put on the patio. And they had a sale on those white lights or lights. So I went down to Big Lots, and I'm standing, and across this wall, this back wall, they had all of those rows and rows of lights, boxes, and all kinds and colors and shapes. So I pushed my cart over there, and I'm standing there by the shelf where there's a guy with a baseball cap and a Bluetooth. Now, at first, I was just sitting there looking at the boxes, and I heard, and I went, he's talking to somebody. Oh, okay. Well, what he was doing was taking each box and reading the specifications to whoever's on the other side of the Bluetooth. And I'm like, okay, he's reading all the boxes to her. Okay, that's okay. You know, each to his own. So I didn't mind him. Meanwhile, I looked to my right, and here comes a lady. She had her face set like flint before her. She wasn't looking to the east or to the west, the right or the left. She was like this. And I went, uh-oh. Bluetooth boy ain't going to get this one. Well, and I was trying to be proactive, so I took the cart. I couldn't move it because the way it was wedged against the shelf. So I picked it up a little bit and just kind of shifted it over like this. Well, lady face set like flint just bow and hits my cart and keeps going. Oh, no, she didn't. And almost in slow motion, I kind of went. And before I knew it, my response was, what's wrong with you? Relax. That's what I said. I did. Sorry, Pastor. I should have said, bless you in the name of Jesus. But I did. I said, what's wrong with you? Relax. So later on, I'm in the shelves and walking through the, you know, looking at the other aisles. And I saw her in one aisle. I just went, woo, you. Avoid her. So I go to the checkout stand, and I'm standing in front of the lady that is checking out and doing her swipe card and the debit card thing or whatever. I'm standing there with my cart. Here comes another lady. Now, she's one of those people that when they go to shop, they don't get a cart because they're just getting one thing, right? You know, trying to carry everything and dropping stuff. And so she says, can I put this on the table? I went, sure. You want me to help you? She puts it up on the table. I'm standing there. She starts talking on her phone. Not paying a bit of attention to what's going on, she bumps my cart. And so I'm standing on the other side, I go like that, like this, and she keeps bumping me. And I'm like, I'm about to kiss this lady next to me trying to pay for her stuff because she just kept punching me a little closer, closer. I just want to go, what's wrong with you? Stop it. Stop it. So I walk out, and this is all in one day, I promise you. So I walk out of the store, and there were lines. Now I just want to ask this question. Out front of the store, those lines on the parking lot. Do we all know that pedestrians have right of way? Do you all know to stop? How many, please, I want to know. Am I the only one? I'm not. So we all know you're supposed to stop, right? So here's a lady in a BMW, and she's with her teenage daughter, maybe, young girl. And she's driving through, and I'm pushing my cart. I happened to catch her, and I went, whoop, and she went zoom right through me. I went, thank you, right? Right? Now, she looked like she was really preoccupied, and you know, she has a teenage daughter or something. And I know how teenagers are. They're like demons from hell at that age, so I kind of understand. They can be. Yes, they can. Yes? Okay. So I'm like, I'll give her that one. I get in my car, and I'm going to go to the bank. I go to 22nd Avenue, pull up. Now, here we had a light, two lanes. And the truck in front of me had jumped out of his truck. It was going around and jumping the big old excursion thing next to him. And he was going to jump it. And then he was going to get back in his truck and go on. So I thought that was a good plan. Let me tell you why. If he had not done that and just said, I'm going to go chop my Christmas tree. I don't have time to mess with you. You know, if he had done that, we'd had to call AAA and people couldn't get around him and all that, you know. So I thought it was a good idea. But the thing is we had to sit through one green light. We did. So I just sat there just like this waiting. Well, whenever he finally got in the truck and went on, and I was going to turn right and go into the bank, a red car behind me on my butt honking his horn. And as he passed, he took his chubby little fingers. And whenever he drove by, I said, oh, God. Break his fingers. Why? I didn't say that, Pastor, I did. But I wanted to. And then this is a true story, threw a plastic cup out of the car, hit my car on this side on the front, and it ricocheted off and hit the guy that was walking down the sidewalk. So the guy, he gets hit in the face with the cup. He picks it up and he looks at me like, you know, white woman in that car just threw a cup at me. How could she do that? And I went, oh, man, I didn't do it. I get out of the bank, and they had the music playing on the PA system. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. I went, yeah, yeah. What's wrong with everybody? What's wrong with everybody? Remember last year, well, I talked about the Christmas presents, peace, joy, and love, and how we put them under the Christmas tree and what peace, joy, and love means, remember? And I said that we act like cows in the mall. Do y'all remember that expression? Where we get in the mall and they're not going the same pace as you, and you go, move, move, move. So, you know, by the way, last year after that sermon, somebody said they were driving down the road with their partner, and she was acting a little erratic, you know, driving. And she said, her partner said to her, stop being a cow. Here's the thing. What's wrong with everyone? What is wrong? And that's what I said when I got home. Oh, God, what's wrong with everybody? It's because we haven't really understood the joy and the peace and the love that God has brought by sending his son. Jesus came that we could have love. Jesus came that we would have joy unspeakable and full of glory. He came that we would have peace and a peace that passes all understanding. He came to give us love that was beyond all measure. And yet we're driving around not recognizing that that's what he came for, to give us peace and joy and love. We are different people. We don't need to bump carts. And we don't need to sound like cows in the mall. We don't need to sound like that because we have heard the hope and the joy and the love of Jesus that is in our hearts. We don't have to, because we could be very merry. We could be very happy because we have been blessed to understand, we recognize, we receive. To all those who say and that believe in him, to all that would believe, to them gave he the right to become the authority and the power to become children of God. And by the way, the next time somebody fundamentalist tried to tell you that God doesn't love you, keep that John chapter 1 verse 12. for all who believe. To those he gave the right, authority, and the power to become children of God. We are children of God. We should not be walking like that. We should not be using our chubby little fingers for other things like that. We should be celebrating. It's love and joy and peace. And you know what? He brings hope. There's some people that don't feel like celebrating this year. There's some people that the people that made it special for them are not here with us this year. I totally understand that. And all I can say is he came for you too. The thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. The thief comes to rob your joy. The thief comes to bump your cart and to act like a cow in the mall. The thief comes to do those things. I have come that you could have life. You could have love, joy, and peace, and joy unspeakable and full of glory. Sometimes it's not fun, but he does bring you hope in those times when it hurts. Hope that tomorrow, sorrow comes for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Sorrow comes for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Sorrow comes for the night, people, but joy comes in the morning. So I want us to be happy. That's what this is all about. I want us to realize he came into the world, but the world didn't recognize him. He came into his own people didn't even see him. But to those who did see him and who believed him, they had the right, the authority, the power, and the ability to become children of God. Walk in that love. Walk in that joy. Don't go out here and act like no cow in the mall. And have yourself a merry little Christmas, please.